flirt the panties off of at least one, if not more, of the single women on the trip. Knowing Maddie's luck, it would be one of her friends, and she'd have to endure a play-by-play description of Jameson's legendary lovemaking skills the entire trip back to Georgia. Because Jameson would be getting action this weekend, there was no doubt about that. The man was the Casanova of Somerville, Georgia, a professional smolder wielder who had bedded half the women in their hometown, leaving a string of broken hearts in his wake. He was also the man who had almost kissed Maddie last February, when an unexpected eruption of mutual attraction had nearly led to a friendly hug becoming something more. Since then, Maddie had done her best to avoid Jameson, but the fire station was right across the street from her bakery. Maddie couldn't help running into him at least once a week, often enough for his full lips, strong hands, and delicious man scent to remain in her thoughts and continue to pop up in fantasies so naughty they made her blush just thinking about them. It was awful. She had never been attracted to Jameson growing up, and she certainly didn't want to be attracted to him now. Even if he weren't the wrong kind of guy, one more interested in conquest than commitment, he wouldn't be an acceptable man to lust after.